And we welcome you to a special edition of the Sprint Car Show here at the Bloomington Speedway for the United States Auto Club. We're with the winner, the People's Champ, Double D, Dave Darlin. Well, Dave, you put on a clinic, how to run the cushion here, 41st USAC National win. Congratulations. How does it feel to get the first win for this team?
Oh, it feels great. You know, it's great for the team. You know, this is the team's first USAC National Sprint Car feature win in their history. So, you know, it's big to win, get that win for them, and me to get my 41st USAC National feature win in the Sprint Car division is quite an accomplishment. And, you know, it's just a great, great accomplishment for me and the team tonight. So.
This track seemed like it had two grooves early on, low and then the high side. As you were working your way up through the field, what did you prefer in the beginning, and at what point did you feel the high side was going to be the way to get around Kevin Thomas?
Well, just, you know, the bottom was really good early, and that's where I was planning on kind of sticking to most of the night. But then after I got in the second, KT was on the bottom too, and I had to try to maneuver around him. So I went to the high side, and I knew the high side down in 3 and 4 was definitely the – No, down in 1 and 2 was the better end of the cushion. So 3 and 4 just had a wide cushion off of 4 and just wasn't as fast up on the top side in 3 and 4. But anyway, just when KT was in front of me on the bottom, I had to try to make some decisions on where to go and try to get by him. And went to the top in 3 and 4, kind of in the middle. Went to the top in 1 and 2, kind of in the middle in 3 and 4, and that worked out really good for me. I mean, my team gave me a great race car, and the racetrack was pretty racy, so just had a great night.
It seemed like he took off and was gone considerably and getting into lap traffic, and it was everybody else for themselves for quite some time. Yeah, on a night like tonight when we had the rain, gets a little humid, how does this track play out, and how does that work into the your style of driving that you like to have that allows you to put yourself in the position to pick up a win here at Bloomington?
Well, that's great just to be able to maneuver around, just go wherever you have to pass a guy, you know. Running the high side or running the low side, like I say, my car was pretty good anywhere I had to go to get by some guys. So it's a great feeling when you can go to the high side to go around somebody or go to the low side and go by somebody, you know. So, you know, like I keep saying, though, my car was good anywhere I had to go to get by some people, and it's a great night when you have that car to work with.
Can you put in perspective 41 USAC National career wins? You know, what does that say about where you can ultimately go in terms of the win total?
Well, it is a great accomplishment for me to win that many races, you know, 41 national sprint car wins. And, you know, that's a great accomplishment for me. That puts me, I was tied with maybe Larry Dixon or one of the Bentonhausens or somebody for, you know, for fifth in the all-time win list there with, and, you know, Tom Bigelow has the most with 52. I got 11 more to catch him, and that would be a great accomplishment to get that far. But to be in the top five, I think that moved us into the either fourth or fifth solely now. So, you know, to be in that league or that category of accomplishments is a great feeling.
We're here with second place finisher Kevin Thomas. KT, you've been hot as of late, trying to make it four tonight. Unfortunately, you come up just a tad bit short. Another great run. What is it about you guys and this team that has just been on fire this year?
Yeah, we've been running good here lately. We were shooting for Ricky Hood's record for four in a row, but come up one spot short of there. But really, this team, just everybody just gels well, and we're all brothers. And everybody gets along. We all think the same, and we all have the same goal. And I think all those combined makes for a good championship team.
Now, you jumped out to the lead early, and you're telling me you got away from the field, which you did for quite some time. This track tonight, it seemed like it had two grooves. Which did you prefer early on?
I preferred the top line early on. The cushion was a little bit thicker in 1 and 2 and also in 3 and 4. And the more and more we ran up there and the more cautious that we got to let everybody bunch back up to us, kind of slimmed our lead down a little bit. And the cushion just got thinner and thinner and thinner. And I'm not as good as Dave Darlin by any means, and I don't think I could have put 30 together up there on that thin cushion. And so I moved down to the bottom, and I got passed by Dave Darlin, one of the best, but we'll take a second place finish.
When you have a situation like that and you get passed by a veteran who goes on and wins his 41st USAC National career win, as you know that the chances of winning are not there unless something were to happen, can you actually, as a driver, start to learn something from Dave by watching where he's at and how you might be able to use that in improving your driving career?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You can always learn from Dave Darling. I mean, he very rarely makes any mistakes. And whenever he got out in front of me, I did watch him, but also tried to hit my marks and run the bottom line right there around the tractor tires. But, I mean, he's the best at what he does, and it shows. So the more and more I watch him out front, and it helps me for next time that we come here in case the track's just like it is tonight. And so we're just going to go from there, go on to the next one. Next time we come to Bloomington, hopefully we're one spot better.
Now, you mentioned that you and the team have some goals that you've been achieving so far. What are the overall goals here in 2013?
The overall goals is to win a championship at the end. But we just want to win every night that we're out, and we're doing a dang good job of that so far. And everybody's just meshing really well, and everything's going good. And I'm not going to complain about a second-place finish at all.
We're here with third-place finisher Brady Short in tonight's Larry Rice Classic at the Bloomington Speedway. Well, Brady, I don't know how you did it. I thought coming to the checkers, either you were going to finish somewhere or it was going to get pretty ugly. Take me through that last lap and how you came away with a third-place finish.
Well, you know, I had a faster race car, you know, throughout that mid part of the race, and I could tell that. You know, I just it was hard to get through traffic very well the way I was wanting to run. I normally run this place right around the middle, and they was kind of holding me up a little bit. But, yeah, those last couple laps, I just really stood on it, you know, and went to the top. And I thought, well, we're either going to run off the racetrack and not finish, or we're going to finish, you know, somewhere in the top five. And luckily it just stuck up there, you know. And that last lap, I drove it as hard as I could, getting into three so I could end up finishing third. You know, my hats are off to these guys. They're giving me great race cars, you know, every night, and we're having a lot of fun, you know. To come start 14th in a USAC race and finish third, it's a pretty cool deal.
Was it my imagination, or when you crossed the finish line, were you just about pitching her sideways as though you, because here you're you know, not that much on the straightaway, but how sideways were you there at the end?
Yeah, I was pretty sideways. You know, I was trying to get my right rear up in the stuff there up on the top there off of four, so I just kind of hung it out there and stood on the gas as hard as I could, and hoping I had the momentum to blow past him on the outside. And I don't know if I beat him by maybe an inch or two, but it was a pretty exciting deal.
This track tonight looked like it had two grooves, either the low groove and then the high groove. From your perspective, as you said before, you like to run the middle. What was working better for you in the beginning, and what lap did the high groove start coming in?
You know, I think I was actually getting in running the middle, and I could actually run off the bottom and be a little faster. But like I said, I got behind some traffic that was kind of holding me up a little bit. So, you know, starting 14th, I really couldn't just commit myself to running one line. I had to run, you know, multiple lines, and those last five laps, you know, I went up to the top, and I really felt myself gaining speed, so I just kind of stuck it out there. So it was just a lot of fun.
I know you guys have been dodging a lot of raindrops out here, but outside of that, how would you say the season's gone so far?
It's pretty successful so far. You know, we ran nine times in the state of Indiana, and we've run all nine of them in the top five. You know, we got two of everything, so it's pretty cool, you know, to have two wins, two thirds, two fourths, two fifths, and just we got 1 second. So we've had a great start to the year. Obviously, you know, that's why I tell these guys we're going to have bad luck, and stuff's going to happen, but we just keep going and keep fighting, and I think we can do this all year.
Jay Stockton was fourth, and Brady Bacon was fifth. Robert Ballou, sixth. Brian Clausen, seventh. Levi Jones, eighth. Hunter Schoenberg, ninth. And Matt Westfall rounds out the top 10. The next race for the USAC National Sprint Car Series is the Tony Holman Classic, coming up on Wednesday, May the 22nd at the Terre Haute Action Track. And that will be our next special edition of the Sprint Car Show here on the DirtTrackChannel.com. Again, congratulations to Dave Darlin picking up his 41st USAC National Career Win here at the Bloomington Speedway. In Bloomington for the Sprint Car Show on the DirtTrackChannel.com, I'm Sean Wood.